Hey everyone, welcome back. You know how we all have those big, ambitious goals for our businesses? Like those things we dream of achieving someday. Well, today, we're diving into how to actually make those dreams a reality.
It's one thing to have the vision, right? But turning that vision into a tangible plan, that's where things get tricky.
Exactly. And that's what makes this deep dive so fascinating. We're taking a close look at this piece about strategic advisory. Kind of like a guidebook for turning ambition into action. It's called Strategic Advisory, aligning ambitious goals with actionable plans.
And what's really interesting is how this piece doesn't just talk about what a good strategy looks like. It also gets into the why. Like, what happens when businesses don't have that clear direction?
Right, like what are the real-world consequences of just staying stuck in the dreaming phase?
Exactly. They talk about things like stagnation, missed opportunities, even losing your competitive edge because you're so busy dreaming you forget to actually, do anything.
Oof. Yeah, that's a scary thought getting left behind because you didn't adapt and evolve.
It's like they say in The Source, chasing those quick wins, those short-term gains, it might feel good in the moment, but it can actually end up hurting you in the long run.
It's like they're sacrificing long-term stability for a quick burst of energy.
Exactly. And then one little change in the market, one unexpected challenge, and suddenly their whole foundation crumbles.
So we've established that having a solid strategy is, like, essential. But why is getting expert guidance so important? Can't businesses just figure it out on their own?
It's tough, right? Because you're so deep in the day-to-day of your business that it can be hard to see the bigger picture.
It's like you're so focused on the individual trees, you miss the entire forest.
Exactly. You develop these blind spots without even realizing it. And that's where an external expert can be so valuable. They come in with fresh eyes, no preconceived notions, and can spot those patterns and potential pitfalls that you might have become blind to.
It's like having a business therapist who helps you unpack all those limiting beliefs that might be holding you back.
I love that a business therapist, someone who isn't afraid to ask those tough questions, challenge your assumptions, and push you to think bigger than you thought possible.
Yeah, because sometimes you need that outside perspective to help you see what you might be missing. It's like having a strategic sparring partner, someone to bounce ideas off of and get honest, unbiased feedback.
And it's not about admitting defeat. It's about recognizing that everyone, even the most successful entrepreneurs, can benefit from a fresh perspective and some guidance.
So it's like having a secret weapon, that expert in your corner who's got your back and can help you navigate the complexities of the business world.
Right, because no one succeeds alone. This piece really emphasizes that external experts bring this wealth of experience to the table. They've seen it all, worked with all sorts of businesses. They're not just giving you generic advice, they're tailoring their strategies to your specific needs.
Speaking of which, The Source talks about a specific company, Latin Flash, and their approach to strategic advisory. They apparently helped a software startup achieve like 300% growth in just 1 year. Can you believe that?
300%. That's insane. How did they manage that?
Well, according to The Source, Latin Flash completely overhauled the startup's marketing strategy. They were apparently wasting a ton of money on campaigns that weren't even working.
Ouch. Yeah, that's a common mistake. It's not always about spending more, it's about spending smarter, right?
Exactly. And it sounds like that's what Latin Flash helped them do.
Yeah.
They helped them optimize their budget and focus on those high-impact strategies that actually move the needle.
So instead of just throwing money at the problem, they took a step back, looked at the bigger picture, and came up with a plan that made the most of their resources.
Exactly. And the results speak for themselves, right? A 300% growth, that's incredible. It really highlights the power of having that strategic guidance. So it sounds like Latin Flash is all about ditching those generic one-size-fits-all solutions and really getting to know the ins and outs of each business they work with.
Yeah, they seem to be big on personalization, which makes sense, right? Every business is unique, so their strategy should be too.
Totally. It's like they're saying, okay, we hear your big dreams, now let's break those down into manageable steps.
And they don't just look at the internal stuff, like your team and your resources. They also factor in those external things that are totally out of your control, like market trends and competition. They help you anticipate those curveballs and build a game plan that can adapt.
Speaking of curveballs, The Source mentioned how Latin Flash helped a company navigate a major supply chain disruption. This business was on the verge of, like, shutting down because they couldn't get this critical component they needed.
Oh, wow, that's rough. So what did they do?
Well, apparently, Latin Flash swooped in and helped them find new suppliers and even explore alternative materials they could use in the meantime.
That's impressive. It's one thing to have a plan A, but it's those backup plans, those plan Bs and Cs, that can really make or break you in a crisis.
Totally. And I think that's what sets LatinFlash apart. They don't just help you create a plan, they help you create a plan that can weather the storm, you know?
It's like they're building you a bunker, just in case.
Exactly. But let's dig into their specific services for a second. The source mentioned a whole bunch: aligning goals, providing strategic direction, identifying growth opportunities. Where do you even begin with all that?
Well, one thing that really stood out to me was their emphasis on maximizing existing resources.
So it's not always about throwing more money at the problem.
Right. It's about working smarter, not harder. They help you identify those hidden assets, those things you already have that you might not even realize are valuable.
It's like they're saying, "You're sitting on a gold mine. Let us show you how to start digging."
That's a great way to put it. And they had this case study in the source about an e-commerce business. They were small, struggling to compete with those huge online retailers. LatinFlash realized that this little company had this incredibly loyal customer base.
Oh, interesting.
Yeah, they had built this amazing community around their brand, something those big companies hadn't quite cracked yet. So LatinFlash helped them leverage that community, turning those loyal customers into like brand
That's
ambassadors.
amazing. So instead of trying to beat those big companies at their own game, they found their own unique strength and really leaned into it.
Exactly. And it worked. It's like they say, sometimes your greatest weakness can be your greatest strength in disguise.
I love that. But it can't all be sunshine and rainbows, right? Businesses are going to face challenges, setbacks, those moments where it feels like you're hitting a brick wall. How does LatinFlash help businesses navigate those tougher times?
Well, that's where their focus on building a sustainable growth strategy really comes into play.
So it's not just about growing quickly, it's about growing in a way that lasts.
Exactly. They help you build a business that can weather those inevitable storms and come out even stronger on the other side.
So we're talking about sustainable growth, building a business that's in it for the long haul, right? Not just those flash in the pan successes.
Yeah, it's about thinking beyond next quarter's profits and looking at the bigger picture. Like, what kind of legacy do you want to leave? What impact do you want to have on the world?
Those are big questions, but I guess that's kind of the point, right? If you're going to build something that lasts, it needs to have a deeper meaning. But how does LatinFlash actually help businesses put those big picture ideas into practice?
Well, they have this really interesting example in the source about a manufacturing company that was, well, they weren't exactly known for being environmentally friendly. LatinFlash came in and helped them completely revamp their production process to make it more sustainable.
So it was like a total eco makeover.
Exactly. But the cool thing is, it wasn't just about being green for the sake of it. They actually ended up saving a ton of money in the process.
How so?
Well, they reduced their waste, lowered their energy consumption, and even found ways to reuse and recycle materials that they used to just throw away.
So it was a win-win. Good for the planet and good for their bottom line.
Exactly. And on top of that, they attracted a whole new customer base that was specifically looking for eco-friendly products.
That's amazing. It's like they tapped into a whole new market just by being more conscious of their impact.
Exactly. And it all goes back to having that long-term vision, that commitment to sustainability.
It's not just a trend, it's the future, right?
Absolutely. And LatinFlash seems to get that. They're not just helping businesses survive, they're helping them thrive in a world that's constantly changing.
This has been an incredible deep dive. So much food for thought. But before we wrap up, I want to bring it back to our listeners. We've talked a lot about LatinFlash, but what are some key takeaways that any business can apply, even if they're not working with an advisor?
Well, I think the biggest takeaway is the importance of having a plan, a real actionable plan, not just a vague idea of where you want to go.
So ditch the vision board and create a roadmap.
Exactly. And don't be afraid to think big, but also be realistic about what you can achieve with the resources you have. And if you need help, don't be afraid to ask for it.
Right, there's no shame in calling in the experts, whether it's a strategic advisor, a mentor, or even just a supportive friend who can offer a fresh perspective. Sometimes we all need a little help to see the forest for the trees.
I totally agree. And remember, success isn't a solo sport. It's about building a team, surrounding yourself with people who believe in your vision and can help you make it a reality.
Couldn't have said it better myself. This has been an amazing conversation. Thank you so much for joining me on this deep dive. Until next time, keep dreaming big, planning smart, and never be afraid to reach for the stars.